How do you know when it's time to move forward? In the last episode of the Purposeful Impact podcast, we talked about what to do when you feel stuck and like you're not moving forward. But today, we're going to talk about what to do when it is time to take the first step and it's scary. Maybe you now have all the information you need and you know that it's time to move forward, but you're scared to take that first step. I know what this feels like. Over the past 2 years, it has felt like I have been walking across a creek on stepping stones that I cannot see. I see the other side. I know where I'm going. I know that God is right there with me and He's leading me every step of the way across this creek. But it's like looking out across a creek and you can't see anything but the top of the water. If you're right over the stepping stone, though, you can see it and it's about an inch below the water. It's low enough. You can't see it when you're just looking forward. But when you are right over, ready to take that next step, you know that it's there. I have had to trust God to lead the way and show me where to step. It has been a journey, literally, to trust and obey. Trust that He is calling me in the direction He wants me to go. And even when that first step is scary and the next step is scary, and I'm a little afraid to take it. I'm a little hesitant. It's like my foot is pausing over the stepping stone because is it going to be there? Is it going to support me? Is it, whenever I step on it, am I going to slip because it's too slick? No, I have to know God is calling me across and I can take that step with confidence and know that that stepping stone is going to support my weight. I'm not going to slip. I am going to get wet though. And that has been this whole journey. Now, you may have a different visual image. You may experience it a little differently. Maybe your stones are actually above the water. Mine are right below, and I get wet every step I take. It is a process to continue moving forward. But I'm not blindly stepping. I recognize that even though I can't see every stepping stone across the path, I can see the next one. I have done my due diligence to know what my next step is. Some of the things that I've done, I've talked about these in the past couple of episodes, but I have spent a lot of time in prayer. I have journaled through that prayer time. I've worked with a coach and they've helped me to rediscover things about myself that I'd forgotten or didn't even know before. And I've journaled after those coaching sessions and I've spent more time in prayer. It's been a process. So it's not like I'm just blindly stepping, but each step is a purposeful, intentional step. And when it was hard to move forward, when it felt right to move, but it was still scary, I had to trust. And God was so gracious that He reminded me that the priest had to take the first step in the Jordan before He parted the waters for them. Once they stepped, God took action. But He had to see that they were ready to take that action first before He would part the waters. And I feel like that is what He has been saying to me over the past couple of years of, take the next step. You will get wet, but I will be there with you and I will lead the way. I will part the waters for you. So I want to ask you, where are you feeling God calling you to take a step forward? And what's holding you back? What might be keeping you scared and not moving forward? If you're feeling scared and that emotion is taking over, you might want to download the Thermostat Approach Toolkit, and I'll have a link to that in the show notes. It is a way for you to regain control over your emotions so that you can think logically. You can take that first step, even though it's scary. You don't have to let your emotions control you. And feel free to reach out. You can contact me on the podcast page, crystalwagner.net/podcast, and I'll have a link to that in the show notes too. If you want to leave me a message, if you just need to tell someone, I'm scared and I'm stepping forward anyway. I know what God's calling me into and I'm ready to move. I'm here encouraging you on, I know that you can do this. So continue pursuing your dreams and impacting the world. Thanks for joining me on the Purposeful Impact Podcast. I pray that today's episode blessed you and that you found encouragement and practical tips. If so, would you share this episode with someone else so that they can be blessed too? I'd also appreciate it if you would take 30 seconds and leave a rating and review in your podcast app. Leaving a review helps other homeschool parents find the podcast and know if it's a good fit for them. Thanks so much for helping to spread the word.